Okay, Parshas Bamidbar, as we start off, a new section of the Torah, a new section of the year. And there's, of course, the Shabbos before Shavuos. Each year, as we learn B'chukosai 2 weeks before, Bamidbar is the Shabbos always before Shavuos. Rav Moshe Feinstein notes that maybe the hidden message in Sefer, in Parshas Bamidbar, as we approach Shavuos, is Bamidbar is all about counting. Every single Jew. How many in every Shevet, how many in every family, every single Jew counts. Unless we think, as we get to Kabbalah Satorah, what do I do? What could I accomplish? Who am I? So before Shavuos, we read Sefer Parshas Bamidbar, as if to tell us every Jew makes a difference. Every Jew counts, and every Jew has their place. That's Parshas Bamidbar right before Shavuos. Okay. Medrash, at the beginning of the Parsha, we discussed this a little bit last year as well, says as follows. Source number one, the Osos HaTorah quotes the Medrash. Shalom Medrash, Laman in Atar B'Midbar Sinai. As the first pasuk tells us, Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai. So the Medrash asks, why was the Torah given in a Midbar? Ela mikan shanu chachamim, begimel dvarim nitna HaTorah. The Torah was given with three things, or by way of three things. Ba'esh, ba'mayim, u'ba'midbar. In fire, in water, and in the desert. Three things, each one from a pasuk, Be'esh Minayin, how do we know with fire? V'har Sinai Ashan Kulo. Right? Har Sinai was all burning up. B'mayim Minayin, Shgam Shamayim Natafu, Gam Avim Natfu Mayim, B'midbar Minayin, our pasuk, right? Da'ar Shem Moshe B'midbar Sinai. Why Dafka these three, asked the Medrash? What's the symbolism of Esh, Mayim, and Midbar? Says the Medrash, Lola Medcha, Ma Elu Chinam L'cho Ba'eolam. Just like these things are free, right, dirt in the desert and water, and we have to pay for water, but in general, water is considered free, and fire. So, kach divrei Torah chinam hayim, so too divrei Torah is there for all to come and take. Shemar hay kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim, as the pasuk says, ve'im mayim el Torah. Those three. So, listen to last year, we discussed a little bit the mesiras nefesh elements of the Jewish people in Esh, Mayim, and Midbar throughout history. But now we'll deal with another question. Yesh l'hizbonein, ask the Osros HaTorah. Halo yesh davar shehu matzi ba'olam yosir mikol. There's something else that's free. There's something else that's all over. More than, besides fire and water and desert. Av yosir mikimol dvaram halalu. V'nitan lahasigo chinam b'chaleis v'chol zman. It's also free. And it's always there. V'hu avir. Air. Madua imkein lahosef ha-medrash. Why did the Torah say that divrei Torah is like air? Shafu chinam, that's also. It's like fire, it's like water. Why not like avir? Why not like air also? Why isn't that connected in the Medrash? So, one kid suggests, he first says, before he gets to his main thought, the Pashas Nitan Liyashiv Zos, maybe one kid suggest, that the Medrash is listing, Ein Medrash Mona Ela Gimel Dvarim Elu Shehiviyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'myuchad Ba'is Matan Torah. Air is always there. God didn't have to bring air to Har Sinai in order to give the Torah. There was air. Fire, water. Midbar, he had to bring them to this area because there's not Midbar everywhere on the globe. So these three had to be placed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give the Torah in these places. Air, it's true, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to give it b'myuchad and bring it specifically for here. That's one idea. But he thinks there's another idea. Quoting other sources. Line 16. Amar Rabbi Seinu, as we know, from Chazal, the Gemara and Shabbos. Shakaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esahar Kegigis. Al B'nai Yisrael Beis Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over B'nai Yisrael like a barrel. Like a gigas. And, as Chazal quoted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us an offer we couldn't refuse. He said, if you accept the Torah, wonderful. If not, I'm going to drop the mountain. So, we had to accept. Shem Teikfur Aschem. Says the Marsha, where is this learned from? Where do you know from the pasuk that Hashem held the mountain over their heads like a barrel? Because the pasuk says the Marsha, that B'nai Yisrael stood bitachtis hahar. Bitachtis. In tachtis, under the mountain. So what does that mean? In and under. Velo tachas hahar. Doesn't even say under the mountain. Doesn't say next to the mountain either. But under the mountain, why the mushel of a barrel, asked the Marsha. He could have just said he held the mountain above them. That's also. Why dafka a barrel? Because a barrel is as if, says the Marsha, milamed shehayu omdim betoch hatachtis kegigis shemukefes gam mitzdadav. He held it was a barrel over our heads, but it was surrounding us. It went down on the sides of us like an upside down barrel on Klal Yisrael. So we were under, but we were in. That's bitachtis. We were in and we were under. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sham Teik Furaschem. Why Sham Teik Furaschem? Because we were surrounded already. It was like a coffin. It was like, that's it. If you don't accept the Torah, I'm leaving this. I'm leaving this barrel around you. That's the Marsha. In addition, and then I'll explain the point. You already see where he's going here. To Ben Yehoyada there. Two of the greats. Whenever we learn Agarata in Shas, look at the Ein Yaakov, we look at the Marsha, we look at the Maharal, and we look at the Ben Yehoyada. So says the Ben Yehoyada, on line 21 in that Gemara. Yadua. At Maimon Har Sinai there was something amazing. Ki ha'esh she'yarda min ha'shamayim girsha es ha'avir. It pushed away the air that was there. It wasn't regular atmosphere at Har Sinai. V'hayo Yisrael chayim osa es b'neis. At that moment, Chazal already said, our spirits left us when we heard God's voice. Our neshamas left us. There had to be Tchias HaMesa, but it wasn't a normal existence there. There was no air, says the Ben Yoyada. Ki iyef shel abriya lichyos bilti she'ivas avir. How can we have fire, and how can we have the whole existence, the whole environment there? And that's the Marsha. Going back to that, the barrel was around us. It was suffocating. There was no air at Maimon Har Sinai. V'lachach siv, v'lachenk siv. That's why the Ben Yoyada even adds. V'chol ha'am roim es ha'kolos. Chazal Darshan, they saw the voices. What does that mean? Many drush, many ideas mentioned to explain that Derek drush, but says the Ben Yoyada, Sheroas Akolos Mamish, Mahalchin, Bitochal, Osamakam. There was no air there. So it was a different kind of existence. You could see the voices. Uminiya Vidovkin, Vitok Shabaz Nehem. If this is all true, says now the Otros HaTorah, put the Ben Yoyada together with the Marsha. What was the question? There was air also. Air is also free. No. Maybe there wasn't air there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah an Eish and Mayim and Midbar. Why not Avir? That's also Bechinam. Says the Osos HaTorah, maybe there wasn't Avir there. Maybe there was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it as B'derech Neis. But there was no normal air B'Shas Matan Torah. The only final point to answer, though, is, so why did Hashem do that? So this answers the question of the Medrash. Why it's not left mentioned in the Medrash. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah in a way that he had to take away the air and be mechayas b'derech neis? What would be the message for us then? So he ends off, line 32. Nira leva'er, sheratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lelameid, keitzed tzarech lios eisek haTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the message, the type of commitment that we have to limud haTorah, to our Torah life. Even if we're lacking the basic elements that we need. You know what? That doesn't change the fact that we have to learn. That doesn't change the fact, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Bein Ashir, Bein Ani, Ben Ben Abba, Big Mishpacha, Small Mishpacha, no matter what. Maybe that's why the Torah was given where there was no air. Because even if we're missing the basics, he quotes the Rambam. Afilu bal isha ubanim. Somebody has to be kovei hazman. L'chein nasan Hashem, turning over the page. Es haTorah below hadavar hachi chiyuni la'adam. Hashem gave the Torah to us without, and we were missing the most basic element that we need to live. Avir. L'haros to teach us. Shagam ba'ofan shachaser la'adam es hadvarim hachrechiyim. Even if we're missing the basics, still have to learn. We still have to devote ourselves to Talmud Torah. So, why is it left out of the Medrash? Because maybe there was no Avir at that time. And then, number two, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would create a situation like that to teach us that even without the basics, no matter what, we have to do what we can to commit ourselves to Talmud Torah. Okay. Now we continue the Parsha. So we get into Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, we get into, of course, the first half, the Degalim. The Degalim, all the flags, all the Midrashim about the flags, every Shavit has their own flag. And again, we discussed this Medrash last year, we're going to take it in a different way. But if you look in source number 3, beginning of the source, the Medrash is quoted in the Shemana Tov. The Isa B'Medrash on line 2. The Bishah She'yarad HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'matan Torah in Rivavos HaMalachim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down B'Shas Matan Torah with all the myriad of angels. Ra'u b'nei Yisrael at ha-malachim b'tgalim. The Jews saw the angels with flags. They had a type of spiritual flag. V'nis'avu gamhoim lo'osim t'galim. But Yisrael said, we want those flags. We want to be like that. We also want flags. Alzeh ne'amar, this is what we say in Tehillim, we say it every morning, Nirananah b'shuasecha, right, we will sing in your salvation, U'b'shem Elokeinu nidgol. It's allusion to the degel, the flags. We wanted flags, we complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you want flags, I'll give you flags. And after Matan Torah, we received flags. Okay, wonderful. Last year we discussed the message of why it was delayed, that B'nai Yisrael only got the flags the second year and not the first year. Rebekah of Kamenetsky. But there's another simple question. Ask the Shemin HaTov. Line 10. Mikom HaKom Sarachiyin. Everybody had a flag. There was one Shevet that didn't have a flag. Lama lo haya lo Shevet Levi gam kein degel. Why didn't Levi have a flag? You're right, they were in the middle. They could have also had a flag. Could have had a flag. They ran out of colors? Right? Everything was a color and a symbol. Levi could have had, pictures of the Beis HaMikdash on their flag. Whatever it is, why didn't Levi have a flag? Not so hard. Kfishin is bayer imadgam him kol kach chashuvin. You see from this medrash, but Israel desired the flags. They're so chashuv. They're so symbolic. So why didn't they have a flag? Sha'af shem nimnu benifrad. Even though they're counted separately, line 12. Lama lo nitan lahem degel im tseva miyuchad. Why didn't they get a flag? Simple question. Two ideas. The first is the Shemin HaTov. Shemin HaTov. Rav Weinberger writes on line 16. V'hanireh, as it appears to me, d'kfar bi'anu b'chelki asram ha'kodmim. He quotes a little bit of what we discussed in the past. I've quoted in many sources. It says d'inyan hadegalim nireh l'chore k'mafri ben hashvatim. On the surface, the degalim appear to be a separating factor amongst the shvatim. D'kol shevet u'shevet mispatzel l'toch tchumo u'machano. Every shevet excels in a certain area with certain talents. U'bedegel miyuchan mishalo b'pratios. Their flag symbolizes their talents, their aspirations, where they hope to get to. That's what they hope. They're all going in separate directions. As Rebbe Yaakov Kamenetsky said last year, that's why you have the Torah in the middle. Okay, that's why you have the Torah in the middle. The Lev in the middle keeps them all together. But why did Klal Yisrael desire this? Because they saw this is their each Shevet has their aspirations. Each Shevet has, they know where they want to go, where they want to be. That's what the flag is. Every time they look up at their flag, they're like, oh, that's what symbolizes what I want to do. That's what symbolizes my tafkid in life. Says the Shemin HaTov, maybe Levi didn't need a flag. Why? Because Levi didn't need to look at the flag, all aspirations, what my goal in life is. They lived their goal in life. Every second of the day, they were working with the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, with the Mishkan, taking it apart, being so careful with it. They didn't need to look at the flag, oh, this is what's going to remind me. This is where I want to be. No, they live it. They live it. Line 27. Avol Shevet Levi. Lo hayo lohem tzorech b'degalim. They didn't need the flags. Bichdei l'samei tafkidam. To signify what their tafkid was. Ki hem terudim ayyib nesiyas ha-mishkan. They were torahed every day. Ubaka l'shal avodaso vel maso. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. Bein ha-mishorim, bein ha-shoarim. Whether they were the gatekeepers or the singers in Shevet Levi. Lochein lo hayo lohem degel. That's why they were the degel. They were busy. They don't have to look. They live every single day exactly what they want to do. Their goal in life is exactly right what they're doing. Right? The greatest state a person could be in is, somebody once said, if somebody says, if you win the lottery and you gave $10 million, what would you change in life? You know, somebody once said, I wouldn't change anything. Okay, here and there, but I basically wouldn't change anything. I'd still do what I do. That shows a person values what he does. Like, I'm so happy doing what I'm doing. This is the tachlis. The Levim weren't looking anywhere. There was nothing else in the world that they could do or wanted to do. They were the ultimate Ovdei Hashem. So they didn't need the flag to tell them where to go and what to do and remind them. They were living it every single day. One idea. But maybe one could suggest another idea based on what we discussed last year. And that is the Aron, the Torah, was in the middle. The Levim were in the middle, holding everybody together. Everybody had their own flag. They were the Torah and the Levim as the Avdei Hashem. They were the glue that held everybody else together. maybe that's why they don't need their own flag, because really they encompass all the rest of Klal Yisrael, all the talents, all the skills that Klal Yisrael has. Who are the leaders of Klal Yisrael? Who are the teachers of Klal Yisrael? The Levium. The Ari Levium. Why does somebody who kills B'shogeg has to go to one of the Ari Levium, the Ari Mikla, or Ari Levium, to learn from them? These were the teachers. These were the Morim. These were the Rebbeim. So maybe that's why they don't need their own flag, because their abilities, their skills, all the skills of Klal Yisrael are in them. They're the binding force. They're not a separate entity. They are what keeps the rest of Klal Yisrael together, and everything is connected through them. So you maybe can be a mashal, a ma'adav, or domeh. If you have a sports team, in most sports, besides baseball, I was trying to talk to a couple of chaverim this week, we couldn't get an answer to this, but besides baseball, everybody on the team wears a uniform. Everybody wears a uniform. Except the coach. The head coach, there's no uniform. Or is it the head coach who has baseball who wears a uniform? But that might be just me, Misora, for years and years. I guess somebody who was a Bucky. But why? Why doesn't the coach wear a uniform? He says he doesn't have to wear a uniform. His whole mahus is the team. He is the team. He binds all the players together. He holds everybody together. He doesn't need that flag to say, oh, this is what he is. No, he is. He doesn't need that uniform. So the Levium as well. The Levium don't need a flag separate. What is their tachlis? No. They are Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar. Those Levium hold everybody together. They are a conglomerate of all the different talents themselves. So they don't need their own symbol. Second idea, maybe why Levi doesn't have a flag. Again, number one, because they live it, they don't have to be reminded of it and hope towards it. And number two, because maybe they are all the other Shvatim combined, and therefore they don't have their own flag. Okay, moving right along. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet. As we have in this Perek, we have the countings, and then we have in the flag discussion, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Says the Torah that this is the machane of Reuven, Gad, and Shimon. Who is the Shevet, the Nasi of Gad? Says the Torah, Beis Yudalot Amate Gad, the Nasi of Gad, El Yasaf ben Reuel. El Yasaf ben Reuel. That's the name of the Nasi. Somebody is looking very closely and listening to the laning. If you look back at the beginning of the Parsha, where the Nasiim are listed, and we heard it Monday, we'll hear it on Thursday again, when it says, the Nasi of Shevet Gad, what does it say? The Nasi of Shevet Gad, let me just find it, the Nasi of Shevet Gad, Gad, El Yosef ben Deuel. So in the 14th Pasuk, in Sefer Dvarim, Sefer Bamidbar, it says, El Yosef ben Deuel, and two Prakam later when it lists the Nasi, you don't catch it until it's pointed out, it says Reuel. What happened? But his father changed his name in the middle. Right, El Yosef is the same. But what happened? Reuel and Deuel. So there's a question is asked by the Chidah. The Chidah in source number 4. Right, even if you add on a name, right, the later Masar, you don't change your name. Says the Chidah, lines number 1. Al pi ma shekasa v'sefer Imrei Noam. God zache she Moshe Rabbeinu nikvar b'chelko. God was a unique shevet. We discussed this way back in the shir before Slichas. Back in Elul. So I think it's online somewhere. The uniqueness of Shevet Gad. God was Zoche to have Moshe Rabbeinu buried in their chalak. Hey, you could say, hey, it had to be Reuven, Gad, or Menashe, because he wasn't going in, only one of three. But still, in retrospect, we can still ask the question, why was God Zoche to Chelkas Mechokek Safun, as the Pasuk says in Zosah Bracha, and God was Zoche to have Moshe Rabbeinu Nikvar in his chalak. That's where Har Nevo was. Why? Says the Chidah, Lefisha Kishamina Moshe as Don LaRosh Degel, when Don was appointed to the head of a group of Degalim, we discussed last year why each three, there were three, 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 and three, why each one fit with their group, but Don was one of the heads. Don was the head of each Shevet, one out of the three Shvatim was the head. So when Don was appointed, Hayayacho, God lit Don, God was not a head. God was just one of the regular plebeians in the group. They weren't ahead of the Shvatim. God could have had a taina when Dod was appointed. Why? Ani b'char l'zilpa. V'don b'char l'bila. Right? Da ani, God says, I was a b'char to Zilpa. Don was only a b'char to Bila, who was younger. Lama ini rosh degel kamo, I should at least be equal. Right? We're both b'charim to our mothers. I should be ahead of a shevet. V'lo diber neged Moshe v'uma. They didn't say a word. Shevet Gad didn't complain. This is where you want me. This is where I'm going to be. Lachain kasuv. That's why it says El Yasaf ben Du'uel. First it was Du'uel, but it was changed to El Yasaf. Once, this is in the Parsha, Perek Beis is where they got there to Golem and they kept quiet. He didn't say a word. So his name was changed to Ru'u'el. As if to say, Lomar Sha'al of Azachalios Re'a'el. Ru'u, the friend of El, the friend of God, kept quiet. You were happy with your lot. So Re'a'el, Jehu Moshe, he got to be the friend, or not only they were the friends, but they were Zochet to have the Re'a'el buried in their Chelek, Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the Chida. What do we learn from the Chida? What do we learn from her? Now we have never appreciated Shevet Gad before. Right? They didn't complain about it. What do we learn from this Chida? Let's say God had opened his mouth. God opened his mouth. What do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? We want to be the head of a Shevet. Head of a side. So if he would have become the head of the Dagel group, what would he have taken with him? Nothing eternal. For a moment. Okay, Moshe maybe would have given in. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said. But look what happens. Instead he kept quiet, and they have an eternal zchus. Be'esha shasak v'lo diber me'uma, zacha l'zak l'zchus atzuma, v'nikvar Moshe Rabbeinu isha alokim avi hanavim bechalko. Forevermore, God kept quiet, Re'a'el. That is what he was able to, they were able to be Zochet to. Along these lines, obviously the Mishnah tells us the Mita of Shtika, the Mita of keeping quiet. The Mishnah tells us in Perkei Avos, in source number 5, Shimon beno Omer, Ko yamai gudalti bein hachachamim, v'lo matzasi l'guf tov el Shtika. Bring me the Chikum Amtakim. Shimon ben Oh says, I've always searched amongst the rabbis, amongst the Rabbanan, and I couldn't find a greater midah than shtika, than being quiet. That's the greatest midah. And then he answered, Kol medrash ikra lo maisa v'chulu. A number of the mefarshim on Pirkei Avos are bothered. What do you mean, v'lo matzasi l'guf tov? I never found anything better for my body. V'lo matzasi l'guf tov el shtika. Unusual lashon. Just say, I never found a greater midah than being quiet. V'lo matzasi midah tova yosem ishtika. What do you mean? V'lo matzasi leguf tov el ishtika. Right. Obviously, we see from Shevet Gad that it's good to be quiet. Says Rav Aryeh Levine in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, number six. Source number six is called Rav Aryeh Haya Omer. That was the thank you. Rav Aryeh Haya Omer, which is the his commentary on Pirkei Avos. He says, "Avo roi lasim leiv ba'omro v'lo matzasi leguf tov el ishtika." What does that mean? Shetevas leguf hu miyutar v'lo matavas atan lashon shlila. Why did it say that? What does it mean? Avo ha'inyan says Rabbi Levine, the tzaddik in our time, who is asher yadua lakol. Rabbi Levine, when we read Rabbi Levine, we have to realize this is not such a run of the mill gadol hador. So someone who the whole world, right, who has a book named after them, it's Tzaddik in our time. Right, they say he had a special connection to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after the Lamed Hei of the soldiers that went to the Gush, Rahman al-Islam, they couldn't identify them afterwards. Rabbi Levin used Gor al-Hagra to identify all of the soldiers. You know, he had special kochos. Rabbi Levin says, Aval he'inyan hu, eis asher yadu alako, ki hevdel min ha'enushi u'malato abale chayim, hu b'skulas hadibur hanim sabo. If we think about it, this Mishnah says, gotta be quiet, shtik is great. But really, dibur is what makes us different from the animals. As we know, he doesn't quote it, but the Kuzari says, right, he quotes the idea, shebo ala l'darga ha'chashuva, shebedatacham. What does that mean? Domain, the lowest level of being, is the inanimate objects. Then on top of them, the pyramid continues, someach, the growers, the plants. On top of that, chai, animals. Even though we call a plant alive, still different, right? It's someach, chai, and then medaber, right? We're the speakers. That what makes us different. So how do you understand this Mishnah? This Mishnah that says that, lo matzasi leguf tov el ashtika, what do you mean? Medaber. Shemohi medaber, if we wouldn't talk, hey, who v'heim shavim? There'd be no difference between us and the animals. U'mosar adam and ev'heva ayin, ki'im b'dibur pet. That's the only difference. Amnam, says Rav Aryeh, Vadai shahadibur yesh bo mailo yaseira vatova kishahu bachachma. Dibur is a great maila when it's reflective of neshama. Sha'az mo'al neshama. If I say something constructive and productive and valuable that connects more to my neshama, to my spiritual existence, than my mundane existence, that's something to talk about. That's dibur, that's valuable. That's dibur that we can be proud of. Ki achachma mitzad haneshama, vahadibur hakadosh haba mikocha vade tov yafeh. If my dibur is coming from my neshama and it's reflecting spiritual ideas, that's wonderful. Vahu kal ikar tikana adam vitzaraso. That's exactly what God wants for me, to be unique with my dibur. Avol hadibur hachitzoni hagufani. But if my dibur is just mundane, lowly, earthly talking, divrei batala, so my neshama gets no pleasure out of that. It relates more to my guf than to my neshama. Mazik varala uleguf yoser ki az ein lo yitar mitzaze al madrigas abalichayim. Because then I'm no better than the animals. Adarabah migra garm, even worse, because I at least have the potential to speak. Halavai Amad Barishona v'lo yafsid gam tzuras ha'chiyunis. Says Rabbi Levine, now we can get back to the Mishnah. V'lo matzasi l'guf tov el ashtika. When it comes to dibor related to my neshama, wonderful! That's great. But if it's something related to earthly, mundane existences, that type of dibor, that's focusing on the gashmias, on the guf, it's better to be shosek. There's nothing better for the guf. There's better for the neshama. Keep talking. Torah and chesed and mitzvahs. Talk all you want. Planning a mitzvah? Talk all you want. Learning Torah? Go overtime. But when it comes to the guf, lo matzasi leguf tov, el ashtika. Ava kol makom leguf, lo matzasi davar tov lo. Rachok mehefsid v'karv leschar el ashtika. She'ein bedibur gufani mishulau achachma to'elas v'tova betuchim ein adibur l'tovas haneshama. So if we think about it, right? So God, what was God quiet about? They were quiet about a mundane, lowly, a covet that you'd have for right now, covet of meduma. It's not really real covet. It's a covet. I want to be the head of a dagel group. That wasn't some, that's not neshama related. That's guf related. It's about covet, right? I mean, three things that are most yadam in the olam. Kind of a type of covet. Covet is guf related. So that's why Rabbi Levine tells us when it comes to guf related ideas. Well, matzasi leguf tov. El ashtika, that's where shtika is good. When it comes to the neshama, we don't have to stop. We don't have to stop. We can keep going when it comes to the neshama. But that's du'uel became re'uel. They became friends of God, and they were zochet to have the friend of God buried in their chelek. Okay, that's about God. Let's talk for a moment now about another shevet, about Dan. About Dan. What's unique about Dan? So the Torah tells us, this week's parasha, Dan was the largest shevet. If you look at the math, Dan had the biggest numbers. Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The end, Dan, Kol B'Kul Machane Dan, Ma'as, Elef, Shiva V'Chamishim, Elef, Shesh Me'os, Lachrana Yisrael U'Digleihem. They went last. Dan was the largest, and they went last. Says Rashi on Parshas Baha'aloscha. Parshas Baha'aloscha. Looking ahead in 2 weeks, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Hei. The pasuk there says talking about Dan, but there the Torah adds in Dan was called the Maasef L'Kol HaMachanos. He was the gatherer of all the Machanos. What does that mean? He was last, and why was he last? Because you know anything that got left behind, they cleaned up after everybody. Anybody dropped anything? Hashavas Aveda. That was their mitzvah. That was their mitzvah. That's what Rashi says there. He was the ma'asev. Lefi shahaya, I'm reading Rashi now, over there in Baloscha. Lefi shahaya shiftol shal don meruba ba'uchlusin, because Shevet Don was the largest Shevet, haya noseya ba'achrona. It went last. They called me shahaya ma'abe davar, haya maxirulo, and whenever anybody lost something, so they would return it. The question is, just because they were biggest, why'd they have to go last? What it took us the longest time to like get out of the machaneh. We don't want to wait for Dan. They have so many people, they have so many kids. You know they're coming last anyway. Well, that's what happens. Got to be they had the most. But there are other big Shvatim. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. Right? It can't be that they're always waiting for Don. They're always the last ones. No. What's the connection? Why does that sound like as if Don has to be last? And what's the connection to Hashavas Aveda? They had it. Okay, the one that's last has to do Hashavas Aveda. That's understandable because they were the last ones. But why does Don have to be last? They have to get that schus? Says the Yam Simcha, Rabbi Fried. V'yesh lo ha'ir, second paragraph. Da'amai mishum shahaya marube hayetzarech liyos ba'achrona. So why do they have to be last? Just because they were the biggest. Uma ha'kesher la'shavas aveda. Our question. V'yesh lomar b'siyata d'shmaya. Let me explain. Al pi madi adua. It is known b'ha'olam. We don't understand this concept, but the Gemara talks about this concept. There are those that are more choshesh about this concept, and those that are less choshesh about the concept. But the concept exists, it's in the Gemara. To misha yesh lo shefa v'ribuy me'ez adavar. If anybody has a shefa, anybody has a ribuy, anybody has a lot of something, kamo batim, mamon, o afilu banim, tzorach lachshosh me'ayin hara rachman alitzlan. There's a concept called ayin hara. It's a concept called, if something is out in the open, somebody is very open about their items. No. Concept of ayin hara. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas Tafchaf. Yosef is compared to fish, just like fish don't have ayin hara because they're covered. There's no ayin hara by davar ha-mechusim and ha-ayin. Fish are always underwater. That's why fish have thousands of fish in one school. A fish. Why? Because it's puravu. There's no ayin hara by fish. They just multiply and multiply. No animal like them. Because they're all covered. So Yosef also will show the ayin hara. That's what the Gemara says there. So as if you're covered. But if it's open, if there's a lot of something, so ayin hara might be a fear. How do you say, how do I protect myself from ayin hara? For yesh lomar. Besides the part of ayin hara that I try to protect myself that's not logical, that's just an emotional reaction that certain people have to certain actions. But is there a way in halacha that I can protect myself from ayin hara? Says the Yam Simcha, "Diskula li natsal mizeh hi lizaher ma'od b'mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro lahitiv la'acherim." I want to protect what I have. I got to be good to others. If I focus on others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will focus on me. Mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro. Da'al yidei zeh. If I'm focused on others and not on my own. No sechein be'enei ha'olam. Ve no sechein b'ishala. People will look at me the wrong way, giving an ayin hara. And in that way, I protect what I have. U'b'mitzvah hashavas aveda. And if we think about the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, there are so many mitzvahs in that one mitzvah. Chutz meha ikar ha'seh v'losa ha'seh shal ha'sheh t'shiveim v'lotuch ha'les alim. There is a two of the 613. A mitzvah ha'seh and a mitzvah losa ha'seh, returning and not turning away. Yesh od kama v'kama mitzvahs shal ben adam l'chadeh or shal mekayimim imzeh. There are many mitzvahs. The Chafetz Chaim he calls an avas chesed. There are many mitzvahs. If I return a lost item, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of losam al-adam re'echa. Right? If it applies to somebody's body, it also applies to somebody's guf. It applies to somebody's animal that's wandering. I'm doing the mitzvah of ahavta re'echa kamocha. I'm doing the mitzvah of lo sonu ishes amiso. I'm not taking advantage of somebody by leaving their item there. There are many mitzvahs. Ahavta re'echa. If I return an item, hashavas aveda, 6-7 mitzvahs right there. Each time I return the item. Says the Yam Simcha, maybe that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of protecting the largest shevet. The largest shevet, I want to give you a protection. What's your protection? Go last and take care of Hashavas Aveda. Dafka. Lefiza Nicha. Demad Shetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. The shevet Don Yeh Bachrona. Why? Haya Hechetimsa. It's a way. She Yenaslo Me'ein Abisha. Demishim Shahayla Mispar Gadol. They had a great, they were very of many. Yishlach Shos Me'ein Abisha. They have to be worried. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to them, and in that way, maybe hinting to all of us. That whenever we have something, we want to keep what we have, focus on others. Don't flaunt what we have and show off ourselves, cover it up, and just don't show it. As the Klei Yakar, we don't have Shirim in the summer, but the Klei Yakar on Parshas Dvarim, if you never saw it, on the Pasuk, Penu Lachem Tzafona. It's one of the classics. Penu Lachem Tzafona, says the Klei Yakar. Jews throughout history, you know what we have to do? Tzafona, we have to be Tzafun, we have to hide what we have. Because whenever we start showing the other nations what we have in life, that causes us problems. Pinu lachem, Jews, safona. Be safun about what we have. That's what he said. The Yam said, we have to hide it. You know what? We hide it and focus on others. There's the Yam Simcha. That's why they went last. That's the connection to Hashavas Aveda. And then he even adds a punchline. Unbelievable. What was the Nasi? Who was the Nasi of Dan? The Efshar Inyan Zeh Merumah, all the way at the bottom, line 40. B'shem shel Nasi shel Shevet Dan. Achi Ezer. Achi Ezer. Shehu Tevas Achi Ezer She'ozer La'achiv. Achi Ezer, I help my brother. That's what Dan's about. That's how Dan protects their name, their Achi Ezer. Okay. Next. Let's see a Rashi. Paragimel Pasuk Aleph. Paragimel Pasuk Aleph. Out of Balostra, back to here. Ela told us Aaron and Moshe. These are the told us. These are the generations of Aaron and Moshe. Biyom Dibar Hashem as Moshe b'Har Sinai. On the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe in Har Sinai. The Ela Shmos b'nei Aaron. And these are Aaron's kids. Nadav Aviyu Elazar Yisamar. And these are the Kohanim. And we go through all of the lists of Aaron's family. Rashi picks up on the obvious problem. The obvious problem of, these are the children of Moshe and Aaron. And only Aaron's kids are listed. Moshe's family is not listed. Rashi is bothered. The Eino Maske Ela B'nei Aaron. Only the children of Aaron are here. The Nikru told us Moshe Lefi Shalimdan Torah. They're called Moshe's children because Moshe taught them Torah. Umelamed Shekol HaMelamed is Ben Chaveru Torah Ma'ale Alav Akasav Kilu Yolto. Teaches me that whoever teaches their friend's son Torah, it's as if Kilu Yolto, the Rebbe gave birth to the Talmud. Kilu Yolto. That's what Rashi says. Asks the Rinas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Sorotzkin, the second Madura of his Svarim. Says, we know there are many Chazals that compare Talmidim to children. Right, we don't have to look farther than the Shema. Parshas Veschan, and he says on line 4, Ala Pasuk Vishinanta Levanecha, Pirish Rashi, Elu HaTalmidim. Vishinanta Levanecha, teach your students. Matzina B'chol Makom SheHaTalmidim Kruyim Banim, all over the place. We find students called children. Shneemar banim atem l'Hashem alokeichem. You're banim to Hashem. V'chein b'yecheskel shalom atar l'chol Yisrael. V'karim banim. Banim, banim, banim. But Esau, banim. We find many places that students, talmidim, are called banim. So v'tzorachin. What's the chiddush in this Rashi? D'mikiva shematzinim b'chol makom shatalmidim kruyim banim. We know from many places that talmidim are kari banim. Mani tosif bazeh. What's the added addition of this graphic Rashi? It's as if the Rebbe gave birth to them. It doesn't just say they're like banim. It says if he gave birth to them. What's the added chiddush? Vinire. So says the Rinas Yitzchak. This var can be used whenever anybody has to speak at a yeshiva function about the relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud. Tanya, for anybody wants to talk about what a Rebbe is about. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Pasuk says, you are children to Hashem. When you act like banim, then you're considered banim, says Rabbi Yehuda. But if you don't act like banim, you're not like banim. Maybe then you're like avadim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you could lose the status of banim. Right? It depends how you act. Rabbi Meir Omer, Beikach Lebeikach Atem Kriyim Banim. Rabbi Meir says, no, the Bnei Yisrael are always called banim. But what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? The status of banim could be lost if somebody doesn't act like a ben. That status. Ukmochen yishlomar. Da'af shematzinu shatalmidim kruyim banim. Talmidim are called banim. Mikom makom haya efshar. If that is all that I knew, so I could have said she is batal hashem banim mitalmidim. Maybe the banim would have lost their status. Ulazeh yalfinan. That's the added point in our Rashi. Shamalami ben Chaveru Torah Kivu Yoldo! What does that mean? You gave birth to him? The Rebbe Talmud relationship can never be cut. The Rebbe Talmud relationship is eternal. It's Ki'ilu Yoldo. The Efshar Levatel HaKesher Bein Rav LaTalmud LaOlam. Kamoshi Efshar Levatel, just like you can't be involved with the Kesher of a biological son. Kamoshi Efshar Levatel HaKesher Ben Lav. Kivin Shayoldo. Mishamachi Talmidim Nikram Banim LaOlam. Yes, they're like banim, but with all the other chazals, it doesn't say what this chazal says. Kilu yoldo. Sometimes people ask me, oh, is he in Yeshiva? He's a former Talmud, right? So I try to, if I remember, there's no such thing as former Talmidim. There's Talmidim and not yet Talmidim. That's it. There's no such thing as a former Talmud. A Rebbe should never have former Talmidim. There are Talmidim and not yet Talmidim. Right? That's how we look at it. Kilu yoldo. That's the relationship that a Rebbe has. forever. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam is about to tell us that a person has to have kavod for his Rebbe. The Rambam could have just said, have kavod for your Rebbe. But the Rambam instead adds in a key word. And whenever this word appears in the Rambam, it always makes us say, why does the Rambam do it? Says the Rambam in the fifth parak, Kishem she'adam mitzuveh b'kavod aviv u'b'yirasa. Just like a person is commanded to honor his father and to fear him, kachu chayiv b'kavod rabo v'yiraso. So too, he's chayiv to honor his Rebbe and to fear him. Why did the Rambam make that comparison? Kishem, just like. Hello, just tell us what you have to do. The Rambam's telling us a conceptual secret here. The Rebbe and father have a connection. Just like a father, so too a Rebbe. That's our Rashi. Kol ha'malami ben chaveiro Torah, ki'ilu, ki'ilu yaldo. I was just read last night. That's why it's not on the sheet. I read it last night. There was a story that there was a wedding of the granddaughter of the Maggid of Yerushalayim, Rav Shalom Shradron. It's Yom Yerushalayim. We've got to talk about one of the greats of Yerushalayim. Right? Rav Shalom Shradron, his granddaughter was getting married. And the chassan was a Talmud from Panovich. So the daughter was a granddaughter of Rav Shradron. And the chassan was from Panovich. So Rashi ben Panovich, Rav Shach, is coming to be Masada Kedushin. So Rav Shach walks into the wedding, and he sees Rav Shlomo Zalman sitting there. Rav Shlomo Zalman, they were very close. They both sit in Shari Chesed together. So Rav Shach says, if I would have known, forget it. It's his uncle. They're related. So Rav Shach says, I wouldn't have come. It's the uncle. You're the uncle. You got to be Masada Kedushin. I wouldn't have come. Ubar Hadover, Shahado, Tzorach Lasadra Kedushin. This, by the way, from Chikum Amtakim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, you're the Rebbe. I'm only the uncle. You're the Rebbe. So Rav Shach says, no, but you're the uncle. You're Masada the Kedushin. And they keep going back and forth and back and forth. They're trying to explain. Rav Shach says, forget it. The uncle is being Masada Kedushin. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I'm an uncle, but you're a father. And Rav Shach didn't have an answer, and Rav Shach was Masada Kedushin. Kol ha'malami ben chaveiro Torah, ki'ilu yaldo. Rav Shach didn't have an answer, and he was Nisrasa. He said, okay, you got me. Right? Ki'ilu yaldo. That's on page Nunhei, in the second volume. Okay, we're on the second volume already. So that's the, that's ki'ilu yaldo. That's the relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe. Okay, moving right along. Two more thoughts. One on the Parsha, and then one related to the tonight. Paragimel Pasik Lamed Ches. Gimel Lamed Ches. Moving along in the Parsha. Vachonim lefnei ha-mishkan kedma, lefnei ha-omoe mizracha. Who is east? So you have, it says, with Shvatim were east. Moshe v'aron u'banav shomer mishmeres ha-mikdash l'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael v'azar karev yumas. Okay, so the Pasuk talks. Says Rashi, v'smuchen lehem degel machne Yehuda. Yehuda was close to Moshe and Aaron. V'achonim alav Yisrachu v'zvulin. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheino. Good for the tzaddik, good for the neighbor. Lefi shayu shcheinav shal Moshe, shayu osik batorah, nasu gedolam batorah. Moshe rubbed off on them. The importance of a sviva. The importance of our surroundings. The importance of the chevra. The importance where we are, the importance that we put into making sure our children have a proper chevra. The Ben Yehoyada brings this idea of sviva, of chevra, in an extreme way, when we can say a kal vachomer when it comes to us. Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Hei, which all the Dafyomi learners will get up to in a couple of days. Tomorrow is Daf Peites, starting the world of Chelek. Thousands of Jews together, starting Kol Yisrael Yisham Chelek Olam Haba, the last parak of Masechah Sanhedrin. But there in the sixth Daf, in the parak Chelek, tells the story of Avishai ben Tsruya. Avishai was once combing his hair, and he saw some blood on his hands, or he saw there were two birds, a yonah came, the Gemara tells us in source number 10, and they were fighting with each other, and there was blood that came out of the fight, and Avishai took it as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar, second line of source 10, Knesset Yisrael yonah imasla, Bnei Yisrael are compared to a dove. Shmamina, you know what it must be, this message, I see the blood, David Malkod Yisrael b'tzara shari. David must be in danger. David Melech Yisrael, he's the king, he's the Jew, he must be in danger. I gotta figure out what's going on here. Aslabese Veloashka, he goes to David's palace, he's not there. Omar, Tsanan, he says, what? I have to go get David. I need a mule. I need an animal to ride on to go find him. So what did he say? He says, oh, I'll take David's mule. Ain Rochman al Susa, Ben Yoshua al Kiso, but the halakha is you can't ride on the king's horse. You can't sit in his throne. Famous Shamshin Bisharbito, I don't know what to do. B'sha'a sakana, my. But it's sakana stafashis. I think he's in danger. I got to take his animal. Am I allowed to take it? He goes to the base medrash. Amrule, b'sha'a sakana shaper dami. Okay, you can take it. And Rachve Lepardi Bekam. He took the mule, he went, and he found David, and he was able to bring Hatzala. That's the Ben Yoyada. He didn't have his own mule. He had to take David's. You have to take David's for. What do you have to take David's horse for? David's mule. Just take your own animal. What, David's was so much faster? What do you have to take David's animal for? That's the Kasha. Ben Yoyada. Source 11. The Ben Ishchai. Hot the Hutzrach Lirkov Dafka Pirdishal David Amalachal Vashalom. Sheshol, he had to ask Rashus from the Bezdin. He didn't have his own horse to ride on. So he quotes a story from the Zohar. In Parshas Balak, Rabbi Elazar, Shahaya Reb Pinchas ben Yair, holit by Midbar, Lachabis Vladas Makom Shay Rashbi Yoshe Bobosa Midbar. Reb Pinchas ben Yair was going to find Reb Shimon ba Yochai's cave. V'yamar lo chaveirim, hahu asar, Reb Yochai, Shari behinach inach inadin. Nobody knows where the cave is. What do you think you're going to find the cave? Nobody knows where the cave is. V'yamar lahem shvuku lamari, the psion, the beiri, the hu yadrich psia l'taman. My animal knows. My animal is going to take me. Don't worry about it. What he mean? Pirish hachamor shalish hu amolach oti hu yodia leizam makom tzorach laholach osi. My animal is going to know where to go. And what happened? Ro the chamor shabino bayir not to me also a derech. He went this way. He went that way. And the Zohar continues and tells us the animal found it. The animal found the place. The animal led him to the right place. The question is, how did it happen? How did it happen? Second to last line. Pirashnu b'siyata d'shmaya kavana. Eicha yabar l'rav Pinchas ben Yair shechamor yakar me'atzmo makam sherashbi. How did he know that his animal would do it? V'yolo chosam etzlo. V'hainu. Second column. Ki kol davar gashmi. She'iya tashmish l'davar kadosh. Mukrach she'yikna oso davar gashmi chele kedusha. She'he shora alav tamid. Anything physical that is surrounded and always used for Kedusha, it absorbs some of the Kedusha. It absorbs the Ruchnius. If something is physical but it's always used, you have the shtender in the Al Tanai Shul. In private, you have the shtender of the Maharal. Why is this the shtender? The Maharal learned on this shtender. It absorbs the Ruchnius. V'lachin amru chazal, evin shaya yoshev ala Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus tamid v'osik batara dom ala har Sinai. The stone that Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus sat on, that's talked about in Pirkei Avos, is like har Sinai. The mishenis, the staff of a Navi. It has Kedusha because the Navi uses it. Whenever there's something physical that is close and is always with something and a spiritual experience, it itself gains spirituality. Line 13, let's skip. Alkein Chamorosh, Reb Pinchas ben Yair. Shoye meyuchalo, shoye rochev alav tamid. Reb Pinchas ben Yair, one of the greatest of the Tanayim. His donkey. He always used to go into the forest with his donkey. He always used to have his bodhidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his donkey. V'haye berichbo alav osik yichudim v'osik besodas haTorah. The donkey absorbed. The donkey becomes a tool for Ruchnius and it'll take me. Because the donkey, even an animal, is affected by the Sviva. By what's around. Continuing, he says, turning over the page, if that's the case. So we have the same idea by David HaMelech. Why did Avishai take David's animal? Avishai says, I have no idea where David is. How am I going to find David? You know what? I'll take his animal. Not because his animal is going to sniff him. He knows where his master is. But David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael, David wrote Tehillim. He probably went out into the fields on this animal. And Tehillim came to him. The Mizmorim that we have, this animal has been affected by David HaMelech. And therefore, Nischakem, the fourth line, Lirkov ala pirda shal David HaMelech, hamyuchedes lo lirkov alav tamid. Asher berichbo aleha yaosik bichudim, psodas haTorah, that's why he took it. The sviva, tov litzadik, tov lishcheino, even the non-humans are affected. Everything around us is affected. By what we do. Kavachomer. People around us, people who are conscious of what's going on around them. They obviously are affected by the Sviva, and we have to make sure, just like in the Parsha, Yehuda, Moshe, Aaron, the Shifte, the children of Levi, they realize, and the Torah says, look what happened to them. They became the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Just like to mention one final thought. L'kavod Yom Yerushalayim, as we celebrate tonight, Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us back the Yerushalayim that we have. Obviously, it's not Yerushalayim HaBenuya. We keep davening, but we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little bit. As the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos on Chafim Abeis, the Gemara says that the Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says in the Torah, you're not allowed to show favoritism. But you show favoritism. He said, where do I show favoritism? You show favoritism to the Jewish people. Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. Hashem shows favoritism. The Malachim asked Akasha to Hashem. Hashem says, how can I not show their favoritism? Really, they go out of their way for me, says Hashem. Really, they only have to bench if they're satiated. But you know what they do for me? They bench on a kezias. They give me brachas on a little bit. Little bit. Every little bit they give me brachas on. Of course I have to show them favoritism. So even though we don't have the full geula, obviously, right? And even though we still say there were those that wanted to change the girsa of certain tefillas, we still have a lot to daven for. But we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bench on a kezias. We bench on a kezias. So one thought related to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. This thought is from, on the back page, you have the Tshuvas Shaarei Tzion. It's a very appropriate sefer to quote from. Shaarei Tzion was written by Rav Rabinovitz, who is the Rav of the Kotel. The Rav of the Kotel, he has one Tshuva volume, Shaarei Tzion. We discussed one of his Tshuvas in Shul a couple of weeks ago. In the Hagdama to that sefer, he asked a question. A question that should bother us. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, top of the page, writes, very well-known Rambam, V'lama ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim kedusha rishona kitcha lasilavo. Why do I say, related to the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, the kedusha lasts forever, and not of the Shaar Eretz Yisrael? L'fisha kedusha as HaMikdash v'Yerushalayim mipnei hashchina. V'shchina eina b'teila. The kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is because Hashem rested His presence on there, and it never left. V'shchina eina b'teila. That is why we're not allowed to go on to Har HaBayis b'zman hazeh. All the way. Machlokes about a little bit up there. Not going to get into that right now. But tachlis, where the Kodesh Kadashim is, you can't walk. Why? Because the Shechin is still there. If we knew where Har Sinai was today, we could walk on Har Sinai. Right? That doesn't have Kedusha anymore. But if we knew where, we know Har Bayis, you can't walk there. Because the Shechin is there. Question. In a few moments, we're going to dive in Ma'ariv, and we're going to say, V'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha. Let's see on Barachamim. Hashem, come back. What do you mean? He's there. What are we davening for? Umachzer, hamachzer, shchinaso l'tzion. The Rambam just said the shchin is there. Shchina in a betela. What are we davening for? V'lachor l'fi divrei Rambam, sheshchina lo betela masrich manu l'vaki shal hashavasa. What are we davening for? The Yod, even more so, line 9. The Gemara in Yuma says that there were 5 differences. There were 5 things that were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that the Sekanim that were still alive from Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, everybody was celebrating Bayis Sheni, the Sekanim were crying. Because they said, they knew what the first one was like. There were 5 things that were lacking. One of them was Shechina. Gemara says in Yuma. What do you mean the Shechina was missing? The Shechina never left. So what are we davening for? I'll throw in another question. The Gemara says, in Brachas and elsewhere, 10 people learning, Baruch Hashem, we have 10 people learning, more than 10 people. The Shechina is here. And then the Gemara says, how do you know even 5 people? How do you know even 3? How do you know 2? How do you know even 1 person learning? The Shechina is there. B'chol ha'makom asher asker shmi, avoy lecha v'rachticha. Even 1 person. So the Gemara says, if there's 1, what's the difference? So the Gemara gives an answer. But the Shechina is with 1 person, the Shechina is with 10 people. What does that mean? See, he quotes an answer from the Binyan Siyan. Binyan Siyan, the Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, one of the Chovavei Tzion, the Binyan Siyan. Says the Aruch Laner. Let's read his words from line 27. Ule'etzem ha'koshi shehi'alnu, kasav ha'binyan siyin, v'yish beiz b'chinos b'musak shechina. There are 2 types of ideas when we talk about shechina. Harishon, nomar al-kavod Hashem, shehu makar ha'kedusha. The most extreme idea of shechina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't fathom what it means, but Bechvodo v'atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests His presence, the source, the Makar HaKdusha, the Makar HaBracha. That is 1 level of Shechina. That's not what we have today. V'hasheni, but there's a 2nd level of Kedusha. Nomar al-or ha-ne'etzal ha-mashpia Kedusha. That is what we would call like an echo of the Kedusha, of the Shechina, a reflection. In the Mishkan in Bayis Rishon, the Anan was there. That was the source. That was the Makor. That's what was here. But Bayis Sheni, what does that mean? There was no Shechina. The Makor Hashechina wasn't there. The Makor. We had a secondary. We had the Or from it. We had some reflection of it. But it wasn't the real thing. It was the real thing, but not the source. The source of it used to be down, but now it's in Yerushalayim Shalmala, which is right above Yerushalayim Shalmata. So the holiest spot that it could be is Yerushalayim Shalmata. But it's only a reflection. And that reflection of the Kedusha, which is on our Abayis, that's what the Rambam says, Shechina Eina Betela. What do we daven for? We daven to get the Makar HaShechina back, the Makar HaKedusha. That's what we're missing. 10 people, there are different levels of Hashras HaShechina. The more people learning together, the more Shechina is there. When 10 people come in, there's a minion, there's more Shechina there. The more there is. V'nigla Kvod Hashem. But as we celebrate on this Yom Yerushalayim, what do we say? V'sachazan Einenu, who says on the last few lines, B'shuvcha L'tzion. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want the Makar HaKedusha. We don't just want the Shechina that we have now. We thank you. We bench on a kezayis. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have. But we also recognize there's a lot more to daven for. And many sources say, that the day that a nes occurs, that day in history has the power to have more nesim to occur on it. The day of Pesach, the day of Shavuos. Even more than the celebration of Yom HaAtzma'ut. No specific nes happened on that day, one could say. But Yom Yerushalayim had Nisim Gluyim. Nisim Gluyim. These 6 days. Nisim Gluyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed Nisim once for us. Nisim Gluyim on this day. So we daven again. V'sechazena, all Klal Yisrael has to have kavana. V'sechazena einenu. B'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. We want Shuvcha. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back. So Be'ez Hashem, the next Yom Yerushalayim that we have, we don't just have Yom Yerushalayim for the lower level, the reflection of the Shechina, but we have the Shechina bechvoda uva atzma. Next week I have to figure out, it's Shavuos, I'm going to try to give a shiur at some point. It might be Thursday night. Which is Motzoi Shavuos in Chutz La'aretz. So it'll be up, for that night. Here it's Motzoi Isruchag. But Be'ez Hashem, tentatively it'll be Thursday night. That'll be Thursday night. Won't be a Wednesday night. Mosai Ar Shavuos. Not going to happen. But tentatively, it'll be Thursday night. If I could do it Sunday, we'll talk about it. But tentatively, Thursday night. Okay?